sequencing analysis. So in monotherapy, this is a protocol specified 10 years from the start of the study with a 76-month follow-up. Now, following the initial presentation of BIG in 2005, because of the superior disease-free survival benefit, it led to unblinding of the tamoxifen alone arm, so just exactly the same as in MA17. And 25% of patients who were initially receiving tamoxifen elected to change to letrozole, mostly in years 3 to 5, and the median duration of letrozole after crossover was 18 months. Now, because of this, this complicates the comparison with tamoxifen alone, and two analyses have been performed, an intention to treat and a censored analysis. Now, the censored analysis has not given a p-value, and that is the absolute correct thing to do, because a p-value is only given when there is no bias in a study. And as I'll explain later, there is potentially bias in the patients who opted to switch. So there's been some criticism about why a p-value wasn't given. That was the absolute correct thing to do. Now, these next two slides are really how I have tried to understand intention to treat and crossover, because when I first heard this presentation, I didn't think it was that simple a thing to understand.